Book 19. The Avenger Fasts and Arms. Dawn, in her yellow robe, rose in the east out of the flowing ocean, bearing light for deathless gods and mortal men. And Thetis brought to the beach her gifts from the god of fire. She found her dear son lying beside Patroclus, wailing, while his men stood by in tears around him. Now amid that throng the lovely goddess bent to touch his shoulder and said to him, "Ah, child, let him lie dead. For all our grief and pain we must allow it. He fell by the god's will. But you now, take the war gear from Hephaestus. No man ever bore upon his shoulders gear so magnificent." And she laid the armor down before Achilles, clanging loud in all its various glory. Myrmidons began to tremble at the sound, and dared not look straight at the armor. Their knees shook, but anger entered Achilles as he gazed, his eyes grown wide and bright as blazing fire, with fierce joy as he handled the god's gifts. After appraising them in his delight, he spoke out to his mother swiftly. "Mother, these the god gave are miraculous arms, handiwork of immortals, plainly, far beyond the craft of men. By heaven, I'll wear them! Only I feel the dread that while I fight, black carrion flies may settle on Patroclus's wounds, where the spearheads marked him. And I fear they may breed maggots to defile the corpse, now life is torn from it. His flesh may rot." But silvery-footed Thetis answered, "Child, you must not let that prey on you. I'll find a way to shield him from the black fly hordes that eat the bodies of men killed in battle. Though he should lie unburied a long year, his flesh will be intact and firm. Now, though, for your part, call the Achaeans to assembly. Tell them your anger against Agamemnon is over and done with. After that, at once put on your gear, prepare your heart for war.